Marine Corps General Peter Pace is President Bush's choice to be the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Pace has served as vice chairman since the U.S. invasion of Afghanistan in 2001. If confirmed by the Senate, Pace would succeed Air Force General Richard Myers. Myers is set to retire in September. NPR's Vicki O'Hara has the story.
General Pace has a broad range of experience to call upon as chairman of the Joint Chiefs. He is a graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy who saw combat in Vietnam. He was a commander in the ill-fated U.S. military intervention in Somalia. Pace served briefly as head of the U.S. Southern Command, and he has a master's degree in business administration. Pace would be the first Marine to serve as chairman of the Joint Chiefs. President Bush picked up on that when he announced the nomination at the White House.
First thing America needs to know about Pete Pace is that he is a Marine. To the American people, Marine is shorthand for can do. And I'm counting on Pete Pace to bring the Marine spirit to these new responsibilities.
The responsibilities are heavy. The military is having a hard time meeting U.S. commitments in Iraq and Afghanistan. At the same time, the military is trying to transform the services and their weaponry to meet the demands of the post-Cold War world. Pace told a White House audience that he is humbled and exhilarated by the nomination.
It's exhilarating because I have the opportunity, if confirmed by the Senate, to continue to serve this great nation. It's humbling because I know the challenges ahead are formidable, but I have great faith in our ability to meet those challenges.
Pace is known as extremely capable and politically savvy in the ways of Washington. James Carafano, a senior fellow and defense analyst at the Heritage Foundation in Washington, met the general when Pace had just taken over as head of the U.S. Southern Command. Carafano says Pace was impressive for his ability to quickly master new responsibilities.
Pete Pace is a smart guy. I mean, I don't think anybody could ever question that, and he's an intuitive guy, and he's a very, very quick thinker, and intellectually, they don't really come much brighter than him.
Pace also is known for having a very good relationship with Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. Carafano says it's good that Pace has Rumsfeld's trust.
The downside is, you know, you have to worry about groupthink, for one thing.
Rumsfeld is an outspoken, strong-willed defense secretary. Richard Cohn, a military historian at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, says that Rumsfeld really needs advisors who are willing to disagree with him.
I do think it's obvious that he really has his mind made up on so many things, that there are so many assumptions that cannot be questioned, that he is in danger, in fact, more so than most any Secretary of Defense since Robert McNamara, of intimidating his subordinates and not getting good advice.
During Myers' tenure, there was some grumbling both within and outside of the Pentagon that the chairman was not assertive enough in his dealings with Rumsfeld. Richard Cohn, who has known Myers for some years, says the chairman simply had a different style.
General Myers has established, and I think rightly so, a new standard of public deference for the civilian leadership. And I know that he stands up in private to Secretary Rumsfeld and tells the civilian leadership in the White House as well as the Pentagon the truth on these matters.
President Bush had only strong praise today for the outgoing chairman of the Joint Chiefs, thanking Myers for his tireless dedication to duty and country. During the White House ceremony, President Bush also announced his choice to succeed Pace as vice chairman, Navy Admiral Edmund Giambastiani. The 56-year-old admiral was named commander of U.S. Joint Forces Command in 2002. He, like General Pace, has good relations with Rumsfeld. Giambastiani served as Rumsfeld's senior military assistant before his current assignment. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.